Well, we're kind of on the similar or related topic, as I'm trying to get an understanding of the women in leadership in the Jewish community. I talked to Jerry Kanis, and the board at that time was just all men. And then next thing you know, you've got Dorothy Eisenberg as president, and then yourself mm-hmm. following that. What was going on at that time that women finally were easing themselves into that?
Well, I think that the men were realizing that there were women that had a brain that could do this. And Dorothy was beautiful. She was, so involved politically, and she was a strong figurehead. Very, very strong person. And I think that part of it when I got there is that it had kind of, they weren't doing as much as they could be doing, and I think that they were looking for someone who maybe was younger and had the energy to push forward again. I don't think that I was picked because I was a superstar. I think it was because they thought I could help.
Okay.
I don't think there's been a woman president since then either.
Mm-mm. That's interesting.
Yeah, because it was David DeHaan followed me, and Doug Unger, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, Hugh Bassowitz and Leonard Stone. Of course, I think I've skipped someone in between. And now David Stone.
Yeah.
There's not been another woman, but I think there will be another one soon.
Okay.